rolling already?
Yeah, we're rolling.
So,
go ahead. Do you want to start off?
No, that's okay. You can edit.
No, go ahead. You start.
What are you doing?
Make sure the microphone works. It works like a charm. Ladies and gentlemen, live from the Santa Cruz boardroom, my good friend. Let me rephrase that.
Intermediate surfer.
I'm the intermediate paddle boarder here live from the Santa Cruz boardroom with Mr. Guy Kawasaki, who, what's the name of the book?
Think Remarkable.
You read the book?
Yes.
How was it?
Good.
Can you come over here a second, please? And how's the, was the book good?
Yes.
It was a very good book, interesting.
Well, what's she going to say? She's
a teacher. What is the most important thing you got out of that book? Then you can leave.
I liked the focus on the positive thinking, creative thinking, to keep moving forward with your ideas or whatever it is your goals are. It was a super positive focus. I liked that a lot. And my daughter and I were talking about the great anecdotes. We loved the individual anecdotes about individuals who are doing unique and amazing things in different fields.
Thank you. Stage exit, stage left.
Let me check.
The check will be in the mail here shortly.
Yeah.
Guy,
I'm going to give you a hat too now.
She wants a hat. Tell us a little bit about the book, please.
All right. So, this is a book called Think Remarkable. And let me explain how it was written. I have a podcast called Remarkable People.
Wonderful podcast, by the way.
It's almost as good as Neil's. And in this podcast,
that's bullshit.
And in this podcast, I interview remarkable people like Jane Goodall, Steve Wozniak,
Leon Panetta,
Chris Burdish, Sean Thompson.
Yeah,
I'm doing all the Santa Cruz names.
Dave Ebert.
Yep, Dave Ebert. Also, Jerry Lopez, Mr. Costco board.
That's right.
What was that? So anyway, I interview all these remarkable people, and I have MacArthur Award winners, Angela Duckworth. I have Bob Cialdini, the father of influence. And now that the podcast is 5 years old, there's 250 episodes, 250 hours, 5,000 pages of transcripts, and that's just too much for anybody to read or listen to. So with my co-author, Madison Neismer, we reduced it to 170 pages containing 88 techniques to make a difference and to be remarkable. So this is a book about how to make a difference and be remarkable.
Did you do the podcast with her, and then after the podcast is over, you kind of edited each guest that you had?
Each guest is heavily edited. So yeah. We take out all the filler words like and and well and all that.
Right.
We also can reorganize things because sometimes a person gets asked the question and answers it in a different place. So we move everything. And we our goal is to make our remarkable guests as remarkable as possible.
This book was written in many coffee shops.
Many.
Around the world.
Dozens.
Many in Santa Cruz County. Was there a favorite coffee shop and coffee that you experienced during the writing of this book?
Well, if you're asking coffee shops specifically,
yeah,
or you're asking places it was written,
I'm going to go because coffee shops specifically.
Okay, coffee shops specifically. Well, there's kind of a three-way tie with Cat and Cloud on Portola, Cat and Cloud and Aptos,
yeah,
and The Loft.
Yeah.
Although I did spend quite a lot of hours in 11th Hour too, so.
Those are the finest.
Those are the coffee shops. Now, if you zoom out and ask a more generalized question about favorite places to write, period, not necessarily coffee shops, then I hate to tell you because I know you're going to freak out, but, well, of course, there was the Capitola Library and the Watsonville Library, and now there's a new library
in Aptos,
yeah, which is a smoking great library,
yeah,
and there's one in Midtown, but the place that I probably did the most writing and editing is Capitola Olive Garden. I gotta tell you, I love Olive Garden. There's plenty of parking. There's always a table. There's good Wi-Fi.
Can I have a consensus here, please? Has anybody here eaten at the Olive?
I love Olive Garden.
Oh!
We got one.
You got one.
Well, you get breadsticks. You get
okay, hang on.
Right? Good about the Olive Garden.
Free breadsticks.
Unlimited salad.
The salad is unlimited. Breadsticks are unlimited. Palmers are unlimited. Yeah. The soup is unlimited. You have good Wi-Fi. You always have seating. Nobody knows who I am. Nobody's trying to pitch me with their dumbass ideas. Olive Garden is freaking perfect. It's perfect for me.
So you should be getting a 5-star Michelin award.
I don't know about that. I'm not qualified to judge the quality of food.
You can't say this on the air because tomorrow morning is going to be a line at the door of the Olive Garden.
You know what? That is like typical Santa Cruz logic. Like, don't tell people about my secret break because secret break. Oh my God, it's such bullshit.
People know where your surfing secret break is. It's the only break that you surf.
Yeah, my secret break is Mavericks. Yeah, everybody join me there. So I love Olive Garden, and you know. I'm going to dedicate my book to Olive Garden.
When you first told me how your quote about me in that book, I was driving down the freeway and someone called me and told me, and I was a little hurt. I have to admit. Intermediate paddleboarder, you called me.
What? Is that too high?
Neil, that's in the book. I saw it.
Well, Guy, do you have that? Which page that's on?
I don't want to show him. I don't want to upset him. But you know what? I mean, okay, there's a serious answer. There's a serious answer to this question.
Yes.
Why I called you intermediate paddleboarder. You know why? Because this is nonfiction.
Wow.
You need some aloe for that burn? I could be a drama teacher, huh?
Go back to this. Don't even go with the wet suit. Don't talk about the wet suit with the zipper down the front.
You have one, too. I saw you.
You know what, I'm going to tell you one thing. One thing that you did for me, and I will always thank you. Like every time I see Richard Schmidt, I always thank
you. I served you roast pig.
No. You introduced me to Jane Goodall. Remember that day?
Yeah. Guess what? Tomorrow, I'm going to Jane Goodall's birthday party.
What am I, chopped liver? Where's it at?
It was you or my wife.
She smells better.
I know that. Breath wins, I know that.
If she calls in sick, you're the next guy on my speaker.
How old's Jane Goodall?
Let me ask you, okay.
She must be 90.
Yeah. We were surfing today, and I thought about something. Okay, so I have a...
I
can't. I have a World Series ball, baseball.
Signed by
Jane Goodall. Rare. Okay? If I get Guy Kawasaki to sign that baseball...
The value will go down.
That's what I want to know.
You know...
That's what I want to know.
Before... I'm going to leave for San Francisco at about 2 tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
So
I'm available.
Go get some more baseballs and I'll have Jane sign them for you. And then.
Okay, so the book can be found at where?
You could go 50 feet this way, go to Two Birds.
Okay, Two Birds.
You could go to Santa Cruz Bookshop.
Okay, Amazon.
Of course, it's available online, so.
Amazon and all the places you get the book.
Everywhere, so.
Did you enjoy writing the book? Did you enjoy it?
Did I?
Enjoy writing the book?
You know what? Wait, why are there razor blades over here?
It's a skateboard shop.
It's a skateboard
shop. Well, what do you use razor blades for?
Grip tape, my friend.
Grip tape.
We grip tape a lot.
I thought it was illicit drugs or something.
No. Hey now, what chapter's that?
Easy there, sir. Easy boy.
Wait, so what was the question?
Did you enjoy writing the book?
I heard
16th book?
There's a great quote about writing a book in pain. And the quote is that the only thing worse than writing a book is not writing a book. And that's true. Writing is painful. You know, people have this impression of writing that you're sitting on your
porch,
your Capitola beach, and you know, it's a windswept day, blue skies, and You got your Mont Blanc fountain pen with the 18-karat nib, and you're writing on parchment, and the words are just flowing out of your, you know, brain. That's not how writing is. Writing
it's
is
coffee shop. I give head you. Down.
It's Olive Garden.
Olive Garden specifically. Head down.
And I'm telling you, another good metaphor, I don't know who said this, maybe Ernest Hemingway, he said that writing is like opening a vein and pouring your blood onto a page.
Wow. My final question is, when you sat there and thought about the power board of me, the word intermediate, did you think about it like unbelievable or like, you know, really good? Or like
you know, not even ChatGPT has Not even ChatGPT has synonyms to accurately describe you, Neil.
Thank you very much, Guy.
You're just.
I appreciate your friendship over the years. It's gotten worse and worse and worse.
Who's burned each other the most?
He's burned me more times than.
Just remember that.
What's that?
When I get Bob Pearson to fix my dings and I take the board, I put the straps on the rack.
Ooh.
Feel that burn, baby.
Thank you for that.
All right. So, all kidding aside, I promise you, this will help you make a difference and be remarkable.
Absolutely. Congratulations, Guy. Thank you so much.
Thank you.